Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Thursday, July 7th. Running a little bit late here this morning, the markets have just opened. Corn's up 11 cents, beans up 4 1/4, wheat up a dime. The big news is that ConAb came out and lowered their corn estimate by 10%. They went from 76 million metric tons down to 69.1. They made the announcement about 7 o'clock, and the markets were pretty much straight up after that. You know, it's certainly a reduction, but considering what our yields are going to be here, in my opinion, you know, I think it's an opportunity to sell something out here. But maybe this will give the funds a little bit of confidence, who knows. But I don't really see this as a game changer here in the United States. And they were getting an appropriate reaction to high, you know, with higher prices here, but I'm just not sure how long it's going to last as long as this weather stays as good as it is. The exports this morning were delayed until tomorrow because of the holiday. The USDA did announce 120,000 metric tons of beans to China, 137,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, so a little bit help there. The dollar is just a touch lower. That may be a little bit friendly here for the grains. The metals are lower. Some of the things that have been pretty strong are backing off, gold and silver, the bonds. So we'll see. You know, right now it's a matter of what the funds want to do. If the funds want out and take advantage of this rally, they've got a lot of grain left to sell out here. If they want to try to support this market and try to make something out of it, I suppose they can. But I think in the long run, we still have plenty of grain. We don't see any real threats out here. Beans love water, corn loves water, and they're getting plenty of it. Very few dry spots left around the country. Very moderate temperatures. Yes, out west it's still pretty warm, 95 to 100, but with the rains it's certainly helping things. So we don't really see any problem at the moment, and probably, you know, certainly looking to sell rallies rather than buy breaks in here for the time being. Maybe we've seen a low in here, you know, technically. Maybe we can get a little pop. We've got to close strong here today. The beans are now back lower on the day. That could drag the corn and wheat down a little bit. But I think the beans have got more downside risk than corn and wheat in here right now. I've been saying that, you know, corn and wheat could be making lows in here the first week of the month, and I don't want to be short. And, you know, maybe there's more to it. Maybe we can see a good technical rally out of this thing. So that's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.